And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We have a great segment for you, Arthur Perry, in the You Beauty segment. Arthur, now, there are five tips you have for reducing the complications that your patients have after surgery, not just yours, any patient, any surgery. These are five tips you found if you were a patient, right?
Absolutely. You know, Mike, I suffer if my patients have a complication just like they suffer. And a lot of people think that surgeons are arrogant and they're detached, but you know, we do not want complications, believe me, as much as you don't want them as a patient. So when I operate on my patients, I try to set them up not to have problems. Now, of course, there's a lot that I have to do with it, but there are some things that you as a patient can do. So I've collected five of my top tips. And Mike, the first one that people forget is to stop the aspirin that you tell people to take for so long. You tell people to take aspirin for how many things? List a couple of the things that it's good for, Mike.
Preventing colon cancer, preventing esophageal cancer, preventing breast cancer, preventing prostate cancer, decreasing stroke rate, decreasing heart attack rate.
It's all great stuff, but if you take aspirin and go into the operating room and have almost any procedure that involves
that's not
lifting.
True. It's only with surgery, with things where a little bleeding is damaging, such as the eye or plastic. In fact, it decreases complication rates because it decreases clots in the legs in immobilization. So it's often given post orthopedic surgery, and we give it through the course of cardiac surgery.
Right. Well, that's true. Good point. But if you're having a big procedure like a breast reconstruction or a facelift or a tummy tuck or something like that, and you take aspirin, you set yourself up for bleeding and it can be a disaster. So aspirin gets stopped a week before surgery. That's number one, Mike.
Okay.
Number two, and I sent you some information, relatively new data, chlorhexidine. That is a substance that kills bacteria on the surface of your skin. We figured out how to do it. It's been done with Hibi Cleanse showers for 20-something years, and it did not seem to make a difference. But people at Hopkins actually figured out how to do it right. And it's not so much a shower, but it's these washcloths that are impregnated with chlorhexidine, and that is an antibacterial. And you do it, take a shower, and wash your body then, and leave the residue on your skin the night before surgery, and then do it again the morning of surgery. Significant decrease in bacteria and significant decrease in infection rate. Quite dramatic, actually, and this has been published over the last few years. So chlorhexidine washcloths. There's actually a company, Mike. So if your doctor doesn't prescribe these, I have no interest in this particular company, but it's called Sage, S-A-G-E. And you can go on. Doctor doesn't prescribe these things, just do it yourself. You can buy them. They're $8. That's it. And what a huge difference.
Where do you get them?
Well, there's a website, Sage. I think it's like Sage Pharmaceuticals. If you put in sage.com, I think that's the website, you can purchase those, and they have a consumer site. So, you know, I give these to my patients because I really want my patients to use them, but we all have to protect ourselves. So if your doctor doesn't do it, do it. There are no risks to doing this. There's no downside unless you are allergic to chlorhexidine, and not many people really are.
Now wait a second. Couldn't you just take the shower?
It doesn't do it because what happens
is
because the residue needs to stay on the skin. When you take a Hibi Cleanse shower, you do knock down the bacteria somewhat.
So what you've got to do is wash with this cloth after you've taken a shower, not in the shower. That's the point I wanted to bring up.
That's correct. And leave the residue on your skin. That was the big difference. and at Johns Hopkins. They did the study.
So use the cloth after you've taken your shower or bath the night before, or in that morning, do it and then leave the residue on, for Pete's sakes.
Correct. So two times at once, Mike. The night before, take the shower and then wipe your body down with this residue, and then do it again the morning of surgery. It's called the nose to toes. You don't want to get it in your mouth, in your nose, or in your vagina, or in your anus, but everywhere else, between your toes, yes. And then the company is also actually partnered with 3M that makes Betadine, and they have these little kits, and you take the Betadine and you put it, get ready for this, on these Q-tips in your nose to knock off the supply of what's called methicillin-resistant staph. They live in your nose. So that's why they call it the nose-to-toes system. So a little Betadine in your nose within 8 hours of surgery, and then it is those cloths that I told you about. So that's number two, and that's a real big one, Mike, because if we can decrease the infection rate from 3% to 1%, which is what the studies have shown, that's enormous.
Number three.
For God's sake, stop smoking at least a week before surgery. Because if you are actively smoking at the time of surgery, all sorts of complications rise. Infection rate goes up, even bleeding rate goes up. And with those big procedures that I told you about where we lift large areas of skin, smokers actually can lose pieces of skin. It dies. Facelifts, tummy tucks, breast lifts. So stop smoking. Now you're going to say stop
smoking
completely.
We have a lot of surgeons who won't operate on anyone who's a smoker. Do you?
It depends on what operation I'm doing. So I'll do eyelids on a smoker, but I will not do a facelift, a tummy tuck, a breast reduction, or breast lift. Those are the procedures that are enormously high risk. In fact, at the Manhattan Eye and Ear Institute about 15 years ago, the risk was assessed at 20 times higher risk if you're a smoker. 20 times higher. It's amazing.
That's a pretty high rate.
So that's number three. We have time for four?
Go to four.
Four. Walk into the operating room. Don't let them take you on a stretcher. Walk in. You know, Mike, when people go into the hospital for surgery, they get on that stretcher about 2 hours before surgery and they lie there. And you know, and I know, that it's the period of inactivity that increases the chance of a blood clot in the leg. And the time clock starts ticking as soon as you get in that bed and stop moving around.
Sonar is our engineer. Let me interrupt. Sonar, if you're giving me a clue to go to a break, I can't hear it. Okay. Arthur, sorry. Go ahead. Lying on the...
All right.
I apologize.
All right. So start that time clock as late as possible, meaning walk into the operating room. Walk into the... And the corollary to that one also is, even though you don't want to get up after surgery, who does? Because you're sometimes in pain and sometimes sedated, program your brain before surgery to tell yourself, get up out of the bed as soon as you can, an hour or so after surgery if you can. Don't wait around. The nurses are more than happy, unfortunately, in my hospital, to let you stay in the bed. Get up out of bed. I bet you at the Cleveland Clinic they get them up.
Oh, yeah, right? that night and walk them. A lot of walking.
Very important. All right, we have time for number five before the break.
If you can do it in 60 seconds.
It's a quickie. You'll love it. See your internist before your surgical procedure, even if your surgeon does not care whether you do or not. Do it, because they're going to be looking for different things than your surgeon looks at. Always a great idea. See your internist, even if your doctor doesn't make you. So that's my five, Mike.
And when we come back, we'll go to more of the tips from Dr. Perry on the YouBeauty.com segment of You, the Owner's Manual, You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Thanks for great engineering. I apologize for interrupting. We'll be right back with another wonderful segment. Thanks.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. Freedherbs.com. Freedherbs.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.